Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
I want to build more wealth. I want to unlock more passive income. I want to level up in my career. I want to build stronger relationships. I want to be healthier. I want to be happier. I want to be more free, more impactful, more influential. These are a lot of the things that I hear from you guys on a daily basis. And in today's show, I'm going to share with you a journal entry that I wrote at the end of 2019, heading into 2020, reflecting on the last decade and some of the laws from my own experiences of life that I have found to be true that have unlocked more wealth, more health, more happiness, more freedom, more fulfillment for me that you might be able to apply and use on your journey to breaking through to that next level. If you haven't hit me up yet on my text number, be sure to hit me up at 844-447-1555. This is one of the coolest ways that you and I can interact and connect outside of the platform. Getting to know so many of you who have reached out to me at 844-447-1555 has been really, really inspiring to see how many of you have taken what guests have shared of the show, Ryan or myself have talked about on Wealth Building Wednesdays or Food for Thought that I leave with you guys on Fridays and actually implemented and taken massive action on has been absolutely inspiring. So be sure to hit me up. I love connecting with you guys, but I want to dive into some laws of life that I know will guarantee more of the things you want in life. And we're going to dig into them today. I'm going to keep it fast. We're going to keep it effective. We're going to go right in so that way we can cover all of these in a very short amount of time. Number one, keep moving. Whether that's in a gym or doing an activity you love, physical discipline, physical fitness leads to mental discipline and mental fitness. They cross-pollinate one another. And when you are physically moving your body, it's the way we were designed from a physiological standpoint. We were not meant to be stationary. And when you are physically challenging yourself all the time, your confidence is going to improve. Your energy is going to spike and be elevated. And everything else positive will stem from a strong foundation of health. Number two, never get complacent. Complacence is the enemy of success. Nothing is forever. You have to constantly seek ways to improve and elevate and top grade yourself. So make sure that you are investing in that growth each and every day. Number three, be relentless. Sales rarely get made on the first pitch. Just because you believe in something doesn't mean that everybody else will. Just because you have something of value doesn't mean everybody will see it that way. Just because you're solving a problem doesn't mean that everybody has that problem in that particular moment that you're pitching it to them. You need to be able to consistently and relentlessly sell your vision with conviction over and over and over again. Don't stop. Number four, do more of life with people you love. This is a big one for me. And I'm a big believer that you need to be very intentional and choose wisely about who you give your time to. Give it to those who really care about your well-being and want to see you achieve your goals. Most importantly, invest your time with those who inspire you to be better, who hold you accountable to the highest standards of being the best version of yourself, who challenge you. Life is way too short to waste it with people who don't do anything but gossip and bring you down and talk about all the reasons why you can't go out and achieve the things that you want to achieve. Be very, very careful about who you do and don't give your time to, and make sure you invest it wisely with the people that you really ultimately want to do life with. Number five is make decisions when you are ready, not under pressure. Just say, I need a little bit more time to think about this and I'll get back to you. Nothing worthwhile comes from scarcity or rushing things. So whether it's a relationship, whether it's an opportunity, whatever that pressure maybe mounting around that you feel like you are forced to take a decision or make a decision in a split second, be very careful of that, because some of my greatest failures and obviously learning lessons have come from rushing decisions. So you don't want to, of course, right, take too much time and be procrastinating on decision making, but don't feel like you are forced to make a decision when you're not ready. Number six is spend less time comparing yourself to other people's quote unquote highlight reels or judging people's works in progress and allowing that to dictate your self-worth. Your identity is not based on what accolades or achievements you have or don't have or what material possessions you have or don't have. It's based on who you are and the work you've put in on yourself. So instead, focus on improving yourself every single day and give all your energy to whatever chapter of life you are writing in that moment. And know that's right where you're supposed to be at. That's right where you are supposed to be putting in the work, and enjoy that part of the process. Enjoy the creation process, and remember that everyone's writing their own story. It doesn't make it right or wrong. It makes it unique. Number seven, crockpot over microwave. Many of you know me, know that I'm always a big believer and I'm always preaching the long-term game. Play the long game. People usually overestimate what they can do in a year, but they underestimate what they can achieve in a decade. So make sure that every single day you're just taking those small, smart actions and choices, do them consistently over an extended period of time, and you are going to see those compound into really big results. Don't get short-sighted. Number eight is invest in yourself more than you think is necessary. Sell yourself an hour each day and use that hour to get better. This is so important. It can become something that is a part of your routine that sometimes you overlook or you become too familiar with, and therefore you lose the discipline of what goes into that hour. So be very, very intentional about protecting that time where you're truly investing in yourself. Whether it's personal, professional, or spiritual growth, it should be a top priority daily and never stop. Number nine, put yourself first. This is a big one. It's not selfish, and you shouldn't feel guilty by putting yourself first, no matter what others say. The more full and overflowing your cup is, the more weaponized and optimized you are, the more you have to pour into others and impact others in your greatest light. Don't neglect your self-care. Put yourself first and know that by doing that, you're going to be able to go and serve others much greater than if you were depleted and giving them a fraction of what your best actually is. Number 10 is going to be number 9, number 10, whichever one it is service over significance. This was a big thing that when I shifted from being significant and look at me and how much money I make or what accolades I've achieved to being a person of value and true service to other people, life changed, opportunities changed, abundance began to flow into my life. And I'm a big believer that we should all give more of ourselves selflessly to others without expecting anything in return. This law, it's very hard to nail down what the tangible results are, and yet this domino effect, when you can look back and connect the dots, this karma effect is so infinitely powerful. And the more that you can give value, the more blessings that are going to come into your life. Number 10 or 11, I'm just going to quit going with the numbers and just finish the last few tips, is love more. Man, it sounds cheesy, especially for, you know, men, this idea of being vulnerable or soft or compassionate or feeling your feelings. Those are the true men of strength and power in the 21st century. Not this, you got to be all to everybody and you can't feel emotions, you can't give love, and you can't express your feelings openly. That's a time of the past. More empathy, more compassion, more kindness, more love is needed in this world. And when you embody it, when you give it, you will not only see more of it in your life from others, you're going to feel that in yourself. And that's powerful. Forgiveness over grudges. Stop holding on to shit that does not serve you. I don't know about you guys, but I used to hold on to a lot of grudges and want to stick it to people, right? I used to let things linger, and ultimately that's just like cancer that's going to manifest and spread in your body. That doesn't serve you at all. Life is too short to give any more power to anyone or anything or any people that don't serve you in living your best life. Life's too short. Let that shit go. Expansion over comfort. When you're not motivated to build and grow and serve and play life full out, your life will feel boring and empty, right? Comfort is a really boring place and a very dissatisfying place. So pushing the limits and the possibilities of what you're capable of, even when the outcomes are uncertain, right? You're going to have those fearful moments as you push into expansion, of course, right? But that also is what makes us feel alive. That's a call to adventure and discovery, to uncover hidden treasures and what's truly possible for us when we stretch ourselves. So seek out that expansion wherever it is that you are in your journey. Character over results. Number 14, no matter how successful someone is, judge them based on their character instead of their accolades. I know a lot of people that are extremely successful and they morally are bankrupt. They suck as human beings. And I believe that the most legendary and epic people who are going to have the greatest impact on the world, on themselves, on their families, on their communities, on their legacy, are the people who have truly Hall of Fame character. Never deviate from your sense of right and wrong, what's important to you, because your integrity must be unquestionable. This is the foundation that legends are built on. So always do what you say you will do. Never mislead anyone for your own advantage or advancement. Do what is right. Stay alignment with your core values. Build that strong character and know that the results are going to follow because of that. And last, this is a good one. Go bigger. As I look back, there are things that I go, man, I was thinking so small, but my small mind at that time couldn't think any bigger than where I was at that point in time. And even though consciously, sometimes we think it's too big, it's too out of this world, thinking bigger is what is going to unlock infinite potential within you. And here's the cool thing. It's as easy to do something big as it is as easy to do something small. So you might as well reach for a fantasy worthy of your pursuit and grind on that daily, because anything is possible. And when you start to do that more and more and more, and you start to unlock things bigger and bigger and bigger than you ever imagined, you start to realize that this vision that you have for your life, it is infinite and it is possible, but you got to keep challenging yourself to think bigger. So those are some of my, you know, laws that I have come into believing, being that I've experienced this for myself. I've witnessed this. I've experienced a lot of pain that's helped me unlock some of these ahas. I've been able to be around other people who have challenged themselves and gifted and shared some of that wisdom and some of those experiences with me as well. And I want to do the same thing for you guys. So hopefully this was valuable for you. If you enjoyed this, be sure to share it with a friend. This is some powerful stuff that could change your life. And what I would love for you to do is to hit me up at 844-447-1555 after listening to this episode and just share with me the one that resonated with you most. Or you can tag me on Instagram or Facebook or wherever it is. But I just want to know which one resonated with you most based on where you were at. With that being said, tune in next week. I love you guys. March on. Well, that wraps up this week's Friday Food for Thought. Hopefully you enjoyed that episode and got some massive value from it. And if you did, be sure to share it with somebody else who needs to hear this today. Continue sharing that love, that value with others. And if you have any questions that you want me to answer or topics or guests that you want me to bring on or discuss on future shows, you can head over to go.millionairemindcast.com and submit those. And by doing that, you also get entered into a monthly giveaway of over $1,100 in prizes. We pick one listener of the show each and every month to win that $1,100 in prizes. So you can enter that by going over to go.millionairemindcast.com. And if we haven't personally connected yet, be sure to text me at 844-447-1555. I love connecting with all the listeners of the show. It's been amazing getting to have conversations with each and every one of you and hear what your goals are and what big things you guys are up to. So if we haven't had a chance to connect yet, I want to connect with you. So text me at 844-447-1555. And last, be sure to head over to therichlifeacademy.com to check out all the amazing free and paid products that we offer to our Millionaire Mindcast family. If you haven't checked those out yet, from one-on-one coaching with me to courses to free content to events, we have all types of valuable tools and resources to help you on your wealth building journey wherever you may be at that point right now. So be sure to check out all of those and text me if you have any questions at 844-447-1555. If you're truly serious about taking your life, your business, your wealth, your health to the next level, then getting involved in our community and getting in proximity to others just like you who are taking massive action, who are supporting each other, who are challenging each other, who are sharing resources with each other. If you want to accelerate getting to where you know you're going to end up, then don't wait. Come and check out all that we have to offer today, and you can learn more over at therichlifeacademy.com. Until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.